You are listening to a Stone Premonitions presentation. By Terry B. and the Reverend Rabbit.
It's better to be hated for what you are than loved for what you are not, as they say.
Persephone's Dream and a song with an important message called Apogee, taken from their album Moonspell. Contact persephonesdream.com.
What should I do?
You should not deny your faith.
Alchemical Radio.
From the album Sacrilicious by the Magic Potty Babies on Yippie Bean Records in Australia. This track is called Bimo Goblin, 911 radio edit, and it features our good friend Charles Gough III and friends from the excellent Taped Rugs Productions based in the USA. Contact www.geocities.com/Padukem. That's PADUKEM.
alphabet. Gauntlet. G. And the damn fight later at that. G. Gorgonzola, Duramium and Groove Box Gargantuan, Gelatinous, Gregarious Great Reading Green Grandmother's Gestation, Grassy Grove Growing Greedy Grosses of Grappling Hooks. G. Guy John Gorge by Golden Ghost Puppet Venus Gravity.
We must carry on, you know, and be happy. Not just try to be happy, but be happy. As the Corporate Avenger says, fear is a state of mind. Go on then, say it, Professor. It's all in the mind. But it's not, because all of the answers do not lie within the intellect.
The John Sinclair Remember? Show, now on Radio Free Amsterdam.
All
energy,
the mind, all brain, right. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Cannabis College. We got live theme music today by Brother Walter Noon. He's going to be one of our guests. We got Tim Pate in the house. We got Merle Truesdale. We got Doc Rosen. We got Kenny Post. All the characters gathered around the big table here in the front of the Cannabis College, winding down on the day after the Cannabis Cup closing last night. We've had a pretty good time. We did a great party last night at the 420 Cafe. Mark Ritzman and I did a show there that's going to be one of the episodes of the radio show. Yesterday afternoon, we were at the Cannabis Cup. The night before, we were downstairs at the Dolphins. That afternoon, we were at Hemp Shopper, but we didn't do a show there. But we were there with Sydney and Andrea.
Sold all your books.
And sold the books, yeah. Signed the CDs. And smoked some John Sinclair weed. Yeah, I'm so proud of this, ladies and gents. This is the answer to one of my dreams of my entire adult life.
So, guess what?
What's
opening
that?
Tokes.
What do we got?
We be smoking you.
Ah, very good. We're going to have some official opening tokes here at the Cannabis College, which incidentally is the only licit growing operation in the Netherlands. There's five big plants downstairs. We're going to try and get Bob to give one of his characteristic, I don't know, in the States it's like a hog call or something. I don't know, what's the...
That would be it.
We're going to try to get him to authenticate our presence here at the Cannabis College, one of the central homes of the John Sinclair Radio Show, and an unstinting supporter of RadioFreeAmsterdam.com. Yeah, Walter, man, I appreciate your throwing in the music. How you feeling, man? Can you hook him up with that mic so he can talk? He can join us for the opening toast. We've been trying to get him to play all week, but he was injured.
Yeah. You don't want to hear about injury Taylor falling down the wet stairs.
Yeah, why
the,
not?
Engelbert Vada.
Because we feel bad about it.
Yeah, man. we all.
We hate for you to get hurt, man.
The Engelbert Vada is the club, which I know you like jazz.
Yeah.
Sunday afternoon.
Oh, the Sunday afternoon joint on the canal.
So anyway, I'm there. I'm having a couple of cognacs, a couple of beers, and the stairs got wet. And going down the stairs, I did a cartoon move. You know, the feet went up, the back went down.
Jesus.
And
no.
Yeah. It was a, but you know, marijuana is a wonderful therapeutic aid. You know?
Oh yeah, it's a medicinal thing.
Yeah, it's has had a great effect on loosening up the back and. We've had a lot of fun all afternoon singing and playing, and I really appreciate playing in the show. That was the first.
Well, man, you've been at the show all week, and we've been dying to have you play because it's an annual thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm from New Orleans. You know, if you do something 2 years in a row, you got to do it every year at that time. You know, forever.
Well,
for the next 100 years, that's the beautiful thing about that.
Yeah, it's like, what am I trying to say? I would have been really disappointed. You know, you and I work in Boston. I do public interest law, and it seems like at this stage of my career as musician and advocate, these are the best gigs I do all year, and I really look forward to the chance to, you know, bring the guitar over from Boston and loosen up and
Get together with the fellas.
You know, get together with the feathers. Feathers and
we
the
could
feathers.
Get a, yeah, if we could get a picture at this table, man, you'd see a bunch of grizzled veterans around here. Happy to be alive and overjoyed to be in Amsterdam. What did you say, Tim? Indeed you do, my brother. I second that emotion. Okay, well, it's, well, did we have the toke? I'm so high already, I can't. No, that's not it. Okay, we'll try. Here's one.
That's what brand is that, John? I've heard of Telt is a brand new strain in town.
Larry will tell you.
Ah.
They finally stepped up and, yeah, named a weed after John. So that's what we're smoking, some John Sinclair.
Yeah.
What more can a fella ask for?
I don't think there's
Thank
really
you
anything
much.
Else.
That's for you, too,
you know, that's...
Okay,
that's,
well,
that's
let's, we had a toke. Well, I have another one. No, maybe you didn't hear that one. We
want
to authenticate this shit because when, well, you know, fuck them. We're having our fun. And I'd like to ask Walter to kick off the show with some live music.
Oh, I'd love to do that. Where's that? There's that John Sinclair.
In fact, you know. Well,
1 second. I got to do the Sinclair to get
well,
this clear.
Okay.
Faking joints on
Thank
the radio.
All right, radio, yeah. Hey, you were singing that song, that Crosby, Stills, Nash song.
Yeah.
Could you do that? I'd love to hear that.
Oh, that's great because that's the one I was.
Okay,
I
well,
was
now we're on the
do.
Same fucking page.
Because it's got a nice little, you know.
It's called SFP for short.
It's been a long time coming. It's gonna be a long time gone. Don't you know the darkest hour always, always just before the dawn. To be a long time gone, such a long, 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 long time before the dawn. Turn, you got to turn every corner. What the people say.
It's a good song, Grant.
You know, there's something going on around here. It surely, surely, surely won't stand the light of day. And it appears to be alone. Appears to be alone. Speak out against the madness. You got to speak your mind if you dare. Don't try to get yourself elected. If you do, you better quit it now and here. Yeah, yeah. And it up. Appears to be alone. Appears to be a long time gone. Such a long, 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 long time. Such a long, 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 long time before. It's gonna be a long time gone.
Hey, thanks for giving me that chance, man. That felt pretty fun.
Walter, thanks for giving us the music, my brother.
Thanks a lot. all that air and
how you feel?
Right to your head. I feel, you know, loosen up the back. Feels pretty
yeah.
good.
Man, I felt so bad for you.
Well,
but
you
managed
you know?
To cover the cup with your usual diligence.
So what?
You know, I don't know. I call it the cup. I don't ever go to their official functions
well,
or nothing.
Man,
but I like it that they bring all these kids from America here,
yeah,
and they all experience Amsterdam and they experience freedom. And
it's the super.
It's a great experience. I
for
think.
Me, it's the super homecoming. It's the 4th of July and the Thanksgiving, all the commercials of the families sitting around the gingham table.
Yeah, this is our family.
Here,
huh?
I see people that I only see in Amsterdam, and they're just great. Everybody I meet is pretty much got something amazing that they do really, really well.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Well, you're in good company here tonight.
Yeah,
exactly. We want to thank Super Dude. He's going to come back for a minute. Super Dude is a sponsor of the Cannabis Cup broadcast from the John Sinclair Radio Show. Very welcome, and we're very happy to have him on, celebrating his award-winning tunes in the International Marijuana Music Competition. And he underwrote the printing of our handsome new Radio Free Amsterdam T-shirts. They'll be available around town at different of our supporting places, probably like here at the Cannabis College and at Hemp Shopper. But we're very happy about that. We appreciate his sponsorship very, very much. Am I right, Larry?
Very much.
Very much.
He pulled through again, got us all those shirts.
Yeah. Also, we'd like to congratulate his home base, the Gray Area. They were a winner. And our man, Sydney, and Miss Andrea at the Hemp Shopper and Sarah's Seeds. Sarah's Seeds won a Cannabis Cup.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, we're very proud of them.
Very proud.
Was that for the Fruity Tie?
For the Fruity Tie.
Larry, I'll have you know, right here in front of me, I'm actually rolling us a joint of Fruity Tie that Sydney gave me when we were at the shop. And we're going to smoke it during this program in honor of Sydney's victory. That's good. I'm happy.
Sydney's the man.
Ceres Seeds, that's named for the Roman goddess of seeds. Ceres. So cereals named after you now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Growing things.
Hopefully
Sydney grew some hell of a shit here, man. Okay, I got Merle Truesdale on the mic. Well, yeah, Merle.
Hey, John.
Man, you've sat in on probably more of our radio programs as a listener and an audience member than anybody, and now we finally got you on the mic.
Oh, man, I love it. Yes, it's really great to see Radio Free Amsterdam.
Yeah, it's kicks, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Just a bunch of potheads sitting around making a radio program.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, as you say, it's all good.
It's all good, like the bard says.
Yeah, no doubt.
So we see you every year, don't we?
Yeah. Sure do, yeah. I come.
And you, where do you come from here?
Well, I come from Columbia, South Carolina.
Wow.
Around the university area.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So that every year, when I first came, I guess it was the same first year you came in 98.
98.
Yeah, right. I came up there and I thought it was going to be, you know, a one-time thing. Because I've been wanting to come here for the last 20 years.
Of course, didn't we all?
Yeah, but finally the opportunity arose, and I came, and I enjoyed it just like you. Unfortunately, I got to the point that I've stayed such as you have, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, I found I hated going back from Amsterdam.
Hey, I understand
now
that.
Now I come home to Amsterdam, and I feel much better.
Well, yeah, this is one of the few cities in the world
when
that
you
I
arrive
love.
At Schiphol, you aren't swept with that wave of terror that you get in the homeland.
That's true. I mean, when you're walking through, and all of a sudden you see them long lines, you know, stamping your passport, and you walk right on through.
The dogs.
Everything's great, yeah.
The dogs.
The dogs, yeah. Oh, man, yeah. You know, coming back to the United States is... It's always an interesting experience because you don't know what's going to go, you know, with all the dogs and also the people and like, you know.
The people are pretty dog-like, too.
Oh, they are. Oh, yeah. They're like mad dogs in a meat house.
Yeah.
Once they get in there and they start going for it, you know, sometimes it's been delayed for like 2.5 hours because of it, you know.
Well, you know, I'm thinking I was very encouraged by the recent election in the United States. And, of course, also we had a good election here Wednesday.
Right.
And I think it's going to result in a much better government when they get it formed. They make a coalition, it isn't just the two rich parties like we have.
Yeah,
they have a lot of parties.
Twiddle D and Twiddle Down, yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And then afterwards they get together and count up votes and trade, backstage trading and what have you. And finally they get a coalition together and it runs the country.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, the participatory democracy that goes into the government of Amsterdam, from the people, up from the roots.
Yeah.
And
they care about what regular people want here. It isn't just what the developers want.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. this is one of the things that makes Amsterdam such a nice city to live in.
Yeah.
Because people are very concerned about
because that's what they want.
Exactly,
In the United States, they have 70s developers. They just want to have millions of dollars and fly to Acapulco for a weekend to get a blowjob and play some golf.
Yeah, that's about the
same. So everybody else suffers so they can do that. And they don't have any fucking aesthetics, so everything they build just looks like dog shit.
That's one of the things that we're experiencing.
That's what I love here, man. You walk around and it's beautiful, man. Yeah. The houses are beautiful, the canals, the streets, the way the shit works. People cooperate. Yeah, it just kills me. I love it.
I wish I had a microphone.
Yeah.
Put Kenny on the mic there,
Kenny,
will you, Merle?
You got something to say? Here you go.
Kenny posts. Well, we didn't share.
No, we're just talking about...
If we had more mics, we could have a round-robin situation. Because we got so many commentators.
They do have something going on here, right?
Yeah.
But it's not as though they've had it going on for very long. This was the stupidest place on the whole planet for 1,000 years. With constant wars.
Yeah.
And the Earth was flat by decree.
Yeah.
And they pulled it off for 1,000 years.
But now you're getting into my favorite area, because what I believe is that our ideas of the 60s and the 70s, although they were beaten down and stamped out in the United States in terms of public policy, here in Holland, they moved forward with these ideas and they instituted a lot of them into law. That's why we can smoke weed here, for one thing. That's why you can get medical care. That's why they don't have homeless people. That's why they don't arrest drug addicts, These are all ideas. Now they're so proud of having adapted these concepts, these hippie concepts, kind of left-wing concepts, they call it the Dutch way.
I think that's one of the good things about Amsterdam is that they have a progressive vision where they're able to see the bigger picture. And instead of incarcerate, they keep people going and they're in productive usages of society.
Right. When you see a house here or a building sitting fallow, they aren't going to buy the ones on either side of them, tear them down, and put up a condominium.
No, exactly.
Somebody's going to buy that building, and they're going to restore it.
Exactly.
And it's going to be the same building that's been in that space since 1700 or 1800 or 1900. I love that.
Oh, absolutely. I was riding around,
I'm from Detroit.
Detroit.
Abandoned it,
Yeah, exactly. Just left it there, said, bye. Here you go,
No reuse.
No urban renewal there.
And they built the suburbs. That's the other thing I like. They don't have no suburbs.
Yeah, exactly.
Oops, sorry. This is the Fruity Times one. Let me take a visible and audible toke. Thank you, Sydney. Series Seeds kept winning brand. And we did salute the gray area of Super Dude.
Oh, yes.
But we'll call on you shortly. Merle, I wanted to ask you.
Sure.
In Columbia, South Carolina.
Yes.
What do you do there?
Well, I work for doing publishing, with paper, a lot of copying and a lot of litigation for attorneys. But what I do mainly is, after I finish up my job, is I'm a political activist in South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
That's where the true love lies at.
Wow. And what kind of activities?
Well, we do a lot. I work with, I'm on the board of a group called the Carolina Peace Resource Center.
Yeah, you're right.
And which is really good. We do a lot of...
Take a hit of that fruity tie, if you will.
Oh, it's very fruity. But we do a lot of work with around the war in Iraq. It's one of the things we've been doing with pickets every Saturday.
Excuse me. It's 420.
420,
Happy 420, everybody.
Happy 420, yes.
Sorry. My watch goes off at that time. I don't know how to stop it.
But there's a lot of different projects that, you know, Carolina Peace Resource Center is involved in, you know, with nuclear issues around bombs and also nuclear bombs and proliferation of
nuclear bombs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh.
Can you believe that? Yeah. I hear this, you know, this environmentally friendly bomb. You know, come on, give me a break.
You know, I'm thinking, speaking of this activism and the election we just had, and maybe there's an awareness budding a little bit, I think it's time to call for the end to the war on drugs.
Oh, yes, it is.
I think it's time to make a serious challenge.
That it is.
Say, stop the war on drugs now. Change America back to what it used to
be. Yeah.
End the police state.
Exactly.
Man, when you think about the war on drugs and the, whoops, and the unremitting ugliness that it's unleashed in America over the last 40 years.
It hasn't solved anything in their whole.
Well, it's not too.
It's a repressive measure more so than, you know.
Well, my view is, Merle, that we have to take a more radical analysis.
Right.
The war on drugs has worked beautifully for the American system. It's created a climate of fear and terror.
Oh, yeah.
And it's created, they've been able to build and arm a vast police state bureaucracy. The prisons have been multiplied. You see, as a political activist,
right, yes,
in the,
and
back
also
in the day,
in a political
who
prison.
Was in prison for,
yes, exactly,
political activism, I see this vast prison system as really their bottom line against any kind of progressive movement on a mass basis rising in America. Because now if people came up like we did in the,
right,
60s, they would have them fucking surrounded and isolated and put in some facility before they could have a 200,000-person demonstration,
right,
I think. So that's one more. But, I mean, just at the very bottom of it, it can't succeed because how are you going to legislate against people getting high?
That's true.
People have been getting high ever since there's been people. There's no two ways about it. You can't end it. Here they've adapted to it. If the American laws were out of the way, you see, all Europe could legalize. You see, they can't legalize in other places now, not even in Holland, because of the single drug convention, this brilliant mechanism dreamed up by Richard Nixon in 1972. The single drug convention where they got people that were parties to it to swear that that these schedules would always remain in effect.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and that marijuana would always be classified as a dangerous substance that was not to be, it had no medical purpose, like in the U.S., a Schedule One. You know.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it's a good time to do that.
Oh, definitely.
I'd like to see it happen.
Oh, I would too. I mean, there have been people, you know, all throughout America, as you well know, have been working on the marijuana referendums all throughout,
right,
the West, especially, you know.
Getting the medical marijuana, I mean, that's the first step that's been taken since our day, since the mid-70s.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things is that every person in California and the surrounding areas of the western states and of the United States should be thanking Dennis Perone every morning.
Dennis Perone. St. Dennis Perone.
St. Dennis. You know, that is a righteous
man. I love
being
that man.
Oh, he is. He's a man.
Well, yeah, Dennis.
And all that. He's a close friend of mine. If he's listening, we say hello to you, Dennis. Greetings.
I'm an advocate of his position that all marijuana use is medicinal.
Yeah.
I will testify from my experience, that's exactly true. It's a medicine.
Absolutely.
Helps with life.
Oh, it does.
So off planet.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of the things about it is, it's like marijuana has helped the prison system a lot in the sense of keeping people out of prison, you know, because they don't get violent, you know, when they get stoned. And so, you know, it takes care of, you know, some of society's needs, you know,
their stress. Well, I think we got to go all the way back to the concept that they have no business putting recreational drug use under a legal system.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
A regulatory system, perhaps.
Perhaps, yes.
But how could it be a crime?
No.
That would stop the whole thing, you see, if you took it out of the crime. Because
oh,
we,
yeah,
did this,
absolutely,
in Michigan with marijuana. You see, when I was first under the gun, when I challenged the law, marijuana was classified as a narcotic.
Right.
And I was charged with the offense of giving two joints away, which the penalty was a mandatory minimum 20 years.
Right.
Mandatory.
Mandatory, yes,
on
that's
conviction,
right. Yeah.
And life.
They took you right then, no appeals right then.
And we took marijuana through a legal challenge and political agitation in the legislature, and we took it out of, we made them take it out of the narcotics list and call it something else, a controlled substance, whatever that is, like a spit lot, I guess.
Like beer.
Beer, yeah.
Well, that is true, you know.
So, I mean, if you can just redefine the terms of the of the struggle, it may go a long way, and I think it's time to do it. We've been wallowing in this idiocy about decriminalization and all these half-step things, but nobody really just comes right out and says, man, we get high, there's nothing wrong with it, especially with marijuana, there's no casualties whatsoever of any kind. You get high, why can't we?
Right.
Bang.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's one of the things about, I think, why a
people
lot of
could
understand that.
It's not an intellectual issue.
No, it's like the difference between night and day. You can look at it and see it's night, it's day,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
and just
yeah.
go that way.
Or like Jack Harris said, well, the emperor has no clothes.
Yeah.
Duh, dig him.
Motherfucker is naked.
Yeah.
Well, Merle, would you give us your... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to keep busting in. I just... This is my show.
Oh, hey. I know how to
I get to say whatever I want.
That's
the kicks
show.
Of having your own
thing.
Show. Yeah. You have some very interesting websites, and we wanted to make sure to call those to our listeners' attention.
Sure, absolutely.
Could you tell us about them, would you?
Okay, one is Dead Revolutionary Productions, which myself and a group of my comrades and friends is our kind of like a cultural website. And one of the things we do is just like we do, we work in films, and we've done some short films that have gone up to the Lower East Side Film Festival. And we're looking at doing some more work like that. We've done that, my comrade Wendy Brinker has done a lot of advertising and political campaigns with Move On and various other people.
Move On, very impressive.
And right now she is currently working on a project that we're hoping to get off the ground called Marion Sims, and it's about the father of gynecology in the U.S. But it turned out, though, also there was a dark side to him because he also experimented with slaves. In kind of like a Dr. Mingler type way, and so we're trying to make this documentary about it, you know. And
wow.
Which is, you know, kind of interesting. You know, we did our historical research and everything else, and so.
So that's our website.
Yeah, well, the website is www.drpmedia.com.
Drpmedia.com.
Right. So you'd be able to reach it.
Cool.
There.
Well, man, I want to get together with you off the mic and talk about Columbia, South Carolina, someplace I've never been.
Oh, hey, yes.
I work my way around the United States visiting friends who arrange for me to play somewhere in their town.
Yeah, definitely.
And that way I get to see them and gain shreds of new audiences.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, definitely would have to try to bring you out there. It's a lot of fun. There's a good progressive community in Columbia, and they have remained there for a long period of time, primarily because they felt like they could... move to other sanctuaries such as Amsterdam or Berkeley or Madison or New York, but they decided to remain and stay in the belly of the beast and fight.
Here's our tea. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Be able to stay and continue doing doing progressive causes.
Yeah.
So, which is really good. We tried a lot of
makes life worthwhile.
Oh, it does. Yeah. And you got to always keep it creative. I think.
Yeah.
That's one that's one of the things about it is like a lot of us. We had a radio show called Stone Soup.
Oh,
a couple of years back.
There's a great poetry program in Boston also.
Oh, really?
When we were
Googling, you know, we were looking to see and saw that
terrific,
also.
Terrific, man. Historic.
But our show was really good because, like, we dealt with a lot of progressive issues in the state of South Carolina and within the context of the nation. And we hope to eventually maybe do it again. Maybe, who knows, on Radio Free Amsterdam.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
We'd like to hook up with your show.
Yeah, that would be good.
Our dream is to create, when we get some funding, There's Sydney. Congratulations. Sydney, we just had a Fuji Thai smoke to celebrate your victory. Nice to see you at the college, my brother. We're live on the John Sinclair Radio Show. We're celebrating your victory.
Yes!
Sarah
Seed!
Yes! All right, then.
I'm going to turn the mic on over to him right fast and give him a chance to speak.
Well, I want something. I want to hear Kenny Post. Where'd he go? Kenny, you ain't got no guitar? You don't feel like it? Well, what if Walter let you use his guitar? No? How about doing one of your patented opening act tape numbers without the guitar? I want some entertainment out of you, motherfucker. Please, you know. Sydney.
John.
Yes, congratulations. Good work.
Thank you.
You're
the man. Thank you for everything.
Oh, thank you for everything. Boy, when that joint had disappeared like a mug, didn't it?
And let's roll a new one.
Okay. Yeah, I said, I heard about the victory, and I said, I happen to have some Fruity Thai right here in my pocket.
Yeah, you're just
from
about
Hemp Shopper. I mean, not from Hemp Shopper. They don't sell this, but I mean, I was there, and it was given to me.
Yeah. I think you're just about one of the last people who still actually has some. I think all the rest is gone.
Yes. I'm not surprised.
Yes. We smoked it all.
Good. That's what it's for, after all. We were just talking about that. Whew. Yeah. You've had a busy week, and now a celebration.
And now a celebration, yes.
That's good. Yeah, me too, you know, so we're...
Man, we already had a celebration Tuesday.
Well, yeah, we sure did. The Grazimataz.
The Grazimataz, yeah. But especially your performance.
Oh, you liked it, huh?
Just a little.
I was gonna
stand there in the audience and make all these pictures, but after a while, I just had to shut off my camera. And
wow!
Sit
now
down.
You're talking reality, right? Deal with it on a reality level. That's what I like. Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, that's what I do, and so it's like second nature to me. But it's kicks. I noticed this week, I managed to schedule performances, and I had the benefit of Mark Ritzma being able to back me up, and I got to play for my friends.
Well, it was quite a set.
And there was a lot of people in my audiences those three nights this week that I see in daily life all the time. But, you know, in daily life, you don't get up and say your poems too much, and you don't have your guitar player, you know. So, so that was really kicks, man. I really appreciated that.
A lot of power.
Yeah, it's fun. Where's Kenny?
He's doing something.
Man, I thought he was in show business. Sydney, okay. Do you want to give a speech?
No, not really. I'm not that much of a demagogue.
That's right. I'm sorry, Larry. Hemp Shoppers and Sirius Seeds are such a central part of my life.
Nah, Sirius Seeds are sold at Hemp Shoppers.
He's one of our favorite people, and I stop by his place almost every day, have a coffee and a smoke, and... So it's just, I never think about it, but yeah. Tell us about Hemp Shopper, will you?
Hemp Shopper is our little shop on the Nieuwe Zuid Voorburgwal, close to Central Station, where we sell all seeds, all Cannabis Cup winning companies. And we sell hemp products, anything made from and with hemp. And we're...
Clothing?
Clothing, food, candy, body care, you name it, we got it, hemp version.
It's a very tiny space. It's like stepping into a cornucopia of great things. They're all around you.
Yep, the great wall of stuff. And so we finally figured out another title for our shop. It's going to be called Hemp Shopper Living the Dream.
Living the dream.
Yes, because I found myself one morning washing myself with hemp shampoo and hemp soap, and then putting on my hemp socks and my hemp underwear, and on and on and on. So I thought, hey, we're actually living
sharing.
The dream.
Yeah, thanks well, for sharing on the hemp underwear.
Well, it's nice. It's from Crucial Hemp. Yeah, you do need to know that. They're nice things.
Yeah, you know, Larry. I'm so high. They got to They're putting down all these things
we need to talk about.
Larry gives me a note, and it says, Sid is a big part of Radio Free Amsterdam. Well, duh.
I thought it went, Sid is a big, and then I, oh, yes, to wait where this goes.
We just don't get to thank him for what he does.
Well, that's right, but it's not necessary. How good it is.
Because... Yeah.
See, I'm just trying to get some more music in here. We've been talking for my four listeners' ears are fucking dropping off. They need to hear some music. With all due respect to you and me who are doing the talking, they could use a break.
We're having a good time, but play some blues,
usually I didn't play a record, but we're doing... This is a new thing for me and Larry. Larry and I wanted to do this for, I don't know, 2 years since we've been making the show.
And we'll
be recording the show on his little recorder there. This is live, and we're making it. We just don't know how to put the records into it. So we're... Ah! Tim, you have
Wow, there is...
Sid, will you give Tim our mic?
Yeah, I will. I'm going to give Tim my mic.
Tim Pate is coming to the rescue.
Taking out his guitar and...
Yeah, when I first started the show, these guys, their idea was that I would just talk all the time. I said, man, I'm a disc jockey, you know. Let's play some good music, and then people don't mind listening because they know when you get done, there's going to be another good record there, you know, or some good music. So, otherwise, I think you're just going to talk. They just turn on to somebody else and play some records by Professor Long. Tim Pate, live on the John Sinclair Radio Show from the Cannabis College. Woo! Friday, November 24, 2006.
That's okay. That's okay, son. That's okay. Gonna know the things I've done. Gonna bother her to the dying day. Like the time that I was 14, I snuck out the window pane. My mama, she didn't know. She'd never seen. All the time that I was 18. Oh, I'd rather not talk about that. I was a bother. I was a sinner, that's a fact. But my mama, she knew Jesus. She'd call him out by name. She said if it didn't change my evil ways, I would never do the same. My mama, she knew Jesus. Oh, she'd call him out by name. Oh, said if it didn't change my evil ways, the Lord would save you. My daddy was a gambler. My mama was a saint. And every time I got the chance, I just walked that highway play on. I was troubled. Oh, mama said that's okay. That's okay, son, that's okay. But I know the things that I have done. are gonna bother her until her dying. She said, if I don't change my evil ways, Lord ain't gonna save me one fine day.
Tim Pate. Yeah, all the way from Portland, Oregon. Hey, Tim, can I get you to play some blues for me? Kenny did this before when we first met, to what, 1998? At the treehouse. But you ain't got your guitar today. Yeah, right. Okay. Kenny Post. Thank you. Oh, what was I going to do? I got to remember what it was. Well, I'm just like fucking Dopey says, man. I'm sorry, I can't remember my name.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not complaining. Believe me. Oh, I wanted to say Thanksgiving. Yeah. Thanksgiving. For me, December 13th. 2006 will be my 35th anniversary being released from prison. Yes. 1971, 35 years, ladies and gents. Quite an achievement, I'd say. No arrests, no convictions since.
Very good.
Solid citizen. I like to give thanks to Monday. Here in Amsterdam at the Paradiso as part of the International Film Documentary Film Festival, they're going to screen the documentary, The United States versus John Lennon, which I had the honor to serve as a principal informant. Because the sad thing was, when John Lennon came to get me out of prison in 1971, 35 years ago, it catapulted them to the top of Nixon, Mitchell, Hoover enemy list. And that's where all of his trouble started. So you can kick my ass if you want. It was worth it to me because it was the highest point in my life. I was released from prison 4 years before I otherwise would have been released. Yeah, you're right. That was a beautiful thing, man. So I want to do my John Lennon thing, called Friday the 13th. Dedicated to my pal Mike Liebler, the poet from Detroit. Any day can be the lucky one, or the one with your number written all over it. 123507 in the poet's case. Walking out the front door of the penitentiary, 8:30 p.m., 35 years ago next month. 5 times 7 years, the cycle of struggle to make it through in one piece. On the yard or in these streets, anyone who can pick up a frying pan owns death. Burrow said. And sometime in New York City, coming home from the recording studio, walking up to his front door, John Lennon with a gun stuck in his face. Oh, oh. Giant of song, with heart of huge dimension and eyes deep in the sky. There has to be a day when each of us must pass beyond this tedious sphere to enter some wondrous place of which we do not know whether we're ready or not. Some other place or space out of time, Where no punk with a weapon will ever press you again, or blow off your face out of the depths of his madness. No one will hold us against our will in a cell with bars in front and back, 6 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet high. No one will take us out of our natural lives and send us away from here by means of some murderous fantasy in which we are denied everything we have lived for. Oh, please let us die at the end of our own time and not before. Free in our world of strife, let us have life as long as we can. And please, let there be men like Monk and John Lennon to share their hearts and light up our ways as long as we may live. Thanks, Tim. John Lennon, a great humanoid.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Pate on
my
the guitar.
My pleasure.
Thanks for the song. That was the Gambler song.
You know, it was just coming out of my fingers as you were going along.
That's
so whatever
good.
You want to call it, it's fine with me.
That's
oh, you mean the first one?
Yeah. I like
oh,
them both.
Yeah. Daddy Was a Gambler. That was on my album. That okay. I wrote that about my
What's
family.
What's the name of the album?
Out in the Cold, Crying in the Rain is the name of that album.
That's the one we featured on a previous
it
program.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And thank you for that, too, by the way.
No. My pleasure. Mm. Thanks for the music. Okay, that was Kix. One footnote to that. I tried to make that pretty self-explanatory, but a lot of people don't know that Thelonious Monk and John Lennon were born right next to each other. John Lennon on October 9th and Thelonious Monk on October 10th, so. I happen to be a Thelonious Monk fanatic. So.
I like him myself.
Friday the 13th is a Monk song he recorded on Friday, November 13th, 1953.
Uh-huh.
With Rudy Van Gelder for Prestige Records with Sonny Rollins on the tenor saxophone.
You know, we have some mutual friends who are in jazz. We talked about that last time.
Yeah.
We got Reggie Houston.
Reggie Houston, the great baritone sax and tenor saxophone player from New
word.
Orleans.
Yeah, he played with Fats Domino for 20 years, and he's been
yeah,
with Charmaine Neville.
He anchored the Fats Domino, and he's
yes,
a partner with Charmaine
yes.
Neville, Amasi Miller, the keyboard
yes,
player,
Armisen, yes.
and Reggie Houston have had their band, and they're a top attraction in New Orleans for at least 25 years.
I know. He's going to be join me on my next album, and I got to open for Charmaine.
Give him my
recently.
Love, man.
I
love that guy,
I'll
man.
I'll see him next week. I'll do that.
I'll tell you, when you call my name,
I will.
You'll get a smile on his face.
I get a smile every time I'm with him. He's such a wonderful person. I love Pooh.
Super dude, sit down, man. We're on there fucking here. This is live.
Boy, yippee.
Don't, yeah, don't get like old.
Yippee-yay, we're back in Amsterdam.
All right. The pothead punk.
Cannabis College, where we get learned and we get taught.
Yeah, you're right. The Cannabis College of Horticultural Knowledge.
Burning the issues.
That's right. And I'm proud to, my appointment was confirmed this week as the director of the poetry program here at the Cannabis College and an adjunct professor of contemporary culture.
Wow, that's beyond PhD, I imagine.
You dig? Piled higher and deeper.
I thought so.
It's in the basement.
Things
so
are looking
up.
You
had a good week, huh?
Yeah.
Celebrating your victories in the international competition?
Right. I was at the expo from the Cannabis Cup. I performed there. I performed at the Grass Matez for the prize-winning hemp shopper.
Yes.
And
Sari Seeds.
Exactly. 80 oat-sized Vorburger. Can I say that in Dutch? Vorburgerval.
Good try.
And yes, they performed at both those events, and the Grass Matez was, you were there as well.
Yes, I had a ball.
It was a good night.
Well, we got Donnie Worchefter here. He's He's had a busy day and a busy week, and because normally we get to grill you several times during the Cannabis Cup week, but this week your duties were taking you out of our orbit, I think.
It's true. I hardly saw the cup at all.
Wow.
I only got to the booths the last few minutes of the show when they were all closing down.
Wow. What'd you do all week?
Oh, I talked.
Schmoozed, huh?
All my old friends are in town, patriots and co-conspirators. Next week is the Normal Lawyers Convention in Key West, Florida.
Oh, that'll be rough.
We got a week at home, and then I'm off to Thailand.
That's a tough environment
to do some work in.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, Donnie. I got to give a couple of things here for the friends of cannabis.com. RadioFreeAmsterdam.com. That's us. That's what we're doing. Thank you. Okay, Kenny, can I get you on now, baby? Come on, I want to give you a proper introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, this man is the star of his own film. He's a man who opened for the entire European tour of the Rolling Stones. And he's going to sing and play for us, and we want to ask him a few things about his gigs with the Stones and his movie, which he claims they are trying to suppress.
I didn't say that. I just don't think they're interested. Big difference.
The suppression of indifference. It's just as bad. The effect is the same.
I think it's more like they don't want any joy anywhere.
It's like whether they shoot you between the eyes or dead in the heart, the effect is the same.
Yeah, I guess so. Here's a tune from the movie.
A tune from the movie! Yes!
Venus rises, Mars incites us, tap the joy welling deep inside of us. Biggest jester, every man's clown, the wildest cheerleader to egg anybody on. Oscar essence, zephyr of essence. Energy's the essence of eternal delight. Prince and prankster, blues trotting rooster, ballet swirling cock star, Cupid's truest shooters.